Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Chuck Crabb joins me every Friday morning, and we discussed Indiana's big week of basketball. Obviously, Romeo Langford coming to town, and big in a different way, adding a 6'10" big who can shoot it, a transfer from St. Mary's College in California, Evan Fitzner.
Romeo Langford with his announcement, and now we have Evan Fitzner coming in to join us from St. Mary's, 6'10" player, so holy cow.
6'10 player does two things for Indiana. Number one, it gives him a 6'10 player. Number two, it gives him a three-point shooter.
Yeah, over 41% average from three-point land.
That's
range.
Exciting. So you have
stretch the field out a little bit, Michael.
Move it open, get some driving lanes, grab some rebounds, and a guy also has experience, Chuck, because Indiana doesn't have 100 seniors and juniors coming back.
No, we don't
back. And that's going to help as well. He's played at St. Mary's College. You say St. Mary's College. Well, that's the same conference as Gonzaga. So if you think Gonzaga has something to do.
Well, St. Mary's has been number two or three in that league
for a long time.
Yeah, they sure have.
As always, with anybody, whether it's a freshman transfer or a graduate transfer, how quickly they adapt to the speed of this basketball will be huge. I don't remember having a party for Max Bielfeldt when he showed up and said, this is the greatest transfer ever.
Max did awfully well for us.
Be half of that, and I don't think Indiana fans are going to complain.
Our young man that came to us from Illinois State also.
Nick Zeisloft. Not always the heralded, but
great contributors.
We just hope that's what it is. We hope he hits his career average, and that will make Indiana a very difficult team to guard in the coming season. The other part of this graduate transfer you like is the size. At 6'10", it gives Indiana a presence in the front court. We don't know how quickly Deron Davis will be back from his Achilles surgery, so having that extra body and an extra body that can shoot it really fits what Indiana needs this offseason. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Chris Lemonis and the Indiana Hoosiers travel to Minnesota to take on the Golden Gophers for a weekend Big Ten baseball series. Indiana checks in at number 12 this week in the polls. They have 31 wins and 10 losses and sit number 4 in league play. The Gophers are ranked 19th in the national polls, and they sit in second place in the Big Ten, 11-3, just one game behind Michigan in the loss column and in the win column. So there's plenty on the line this weekend for seeding purposes and to get the Hoosiers back in the race for a Big Ten regular season championship. At 31-10, Indiana's .756 winning percentage, that's seventh best nationally. Also, the Hoosiers are in the top 10 in scoring margin as they outscore their opponents by almost 3.5 runs per game. But it's been the pitching staff this year that has really helped the Hoosiers. They lead the nation in ERA at 2.40. They're also first in the Big Ten in shutouts with 7. That checks in third nationally. Also, their whip is 1.20. And the offense, that doesn't hurt either. Indiana is first in the Big Ten in slugging percentage, home runs, sacrifice bunts, and total bases. Plus, they're second in on-base percentage, hit by a pitch, and third in batting average. The defense has helped keep those pitchers keep runs off the board. Indiana fielding at a .973 fielding percentage. That's second in the league. Friday night, Jonathan Stever gets the ball, the Big Ten's leader in strikeouts, and innings pitched is looking for his 6th win on the season. Hoosier fans can check out Indiana baseball on the Big Ten Network Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock and Sunday at 2 p.m. The Reds return to the airwaves all weekend long as they host the Marlins at the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Friday night's first pitch just after 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.